You're listening to the News Project Podcast for the week of July 5th, 2021, brought to you by GNAT TV. This podcast brings you these two stories: Solarfest returns and window dressers raising.
Solarfest, an annual celebration of renewable energy and climate activism, is returning. It will be offered in the remote online format that it was last year, when the COVID pandemic was at its height. Because it wasn't clear that conditions would allow for a resumption of the in-person events that have been held in several places since the festival began in 1995, organizers opted to stick with the online format that worked well last year and hope to get back to the live entertainment, workshops, and presentations that have characterized the event in earlier years. This second virtual Solarfest features insights into government policy news, direct from congressional and state leaders, plus the latest on the front lines of activism from author and 350.org founder Bill McKibben, Oscar-nominated Emmy-winning filmmaker Josh Fox, and filmmaker for social and environmental justice Dea Schlossberg, the director of The Story of Plastic. There might be a few other notable speakers as well. We had a chance to chat with Bill DeBerge, the president of Solarfest's Board of Trustees, who described what's on tap at this year's event, scheduled to be held on July 24th and 25th.
We're going to have a number of different workshops or panel discussions. So I will be leading a discussion on policy, on the dynamic state of energy policy, what that looks like. And we just thought it'd be really great to have Senator Chris Pearson and Representative Copeland Hanzus to really talk about what's been happening in Vermont. They're leading the charge with the Climate Caucus. I think with the events going on, with the weather that we're seeing in California and other weather events, climate change is becoming more and more relevant in our lives. And I think we need to discuss what policies that we can enact in Vermont. We'll also have some guest speakers from Massachusetts and New York, just to lay out what is it that we can do. You know, policy wise, we know that we can all, start driving electric cars, et cetera, but what policy changes can we do? So I'm excited to have them as speakers. We're hoping to get Bernie Sanders to be able to give us a few minutes to also talk about what is happening at the federal level. So we're excited about a number of our speakers.
I was just wondering, are you encouraged or not by current trends that you're seeing around energy conservation and environmental awareness? And mentioned the weather incidents out west, and there was that cold front that hit Texas back in over the winter. It was very unusual. Do you think overall, in general, things are moving in the right direction, or are we still kind of stuck in this space of kind of denial or semi-denial that climate change is maybe a temporary thing, or is it something that you feel more people are beginning to see as a really longer-term threat to future generations, or indeed ourselves right now?
Yeah, I think climate change isn't just a threat to future generations. I have two new granddaughters. I'm excited about them. I'm not excited about the prospects of the planet as we move forward. So I do think there's a tremendous urgency that we need to address. I'm not confident that it is being addressed at the state and federal level, or not taken seriously enough. I do think that there's more and more awareness, and so the discussion is now about electrifying the transportation sector. It's about electrifying the heating sector and putting money behind those movements, federally and at the state level. Unfortunately, in Vermont, there's less and less money coming behind renewable energy. I would love to see policy changes in Vermont that actually move towards encouraging people to get renewable energy rather than taking away incentives. But I do think at the federal level, I'm interested to see what this infrastructure bill looks like, because we are talking about jobs, you know, as we build out the renewable energy sector, as we put in electric vehicle charging stations so that we can all be driving electric vehicles. Those are jobs. Those are good paying jobs and building out this infrastructure. You know, a lot of the discussion on electric vehicles is, you know, which comes first? You know, is it the chicken or the egg? Do you put in the EV infrastructure and that will bring more cars, or do selling more cars bring more infrastructure? I think we can do both. In order to be able to satisfy and work with everybody who has electric vehicles, we need to make sure that they can charge their cars. You know, I drove up to the Northeast Kingdom. I live in southwestern Vermont. I drove up to the Northeast Kingdom in my Nissan Leaf. You know, I can do the math. I could not get there and back, you know, on a one charge. So I had to charge along the way. What does that look like? You know, so we need to make it so that range anxiety isn't anxiety. It's just an awareness. You have to put gas in your internal combustion engine. You stop at a gas station. So I do think that we know what policies we need to do. I don't think there's enough urgency.
Since 2015, its last year at the Forget-Me-Not Farm in Tynmouth, the event has been held at the Southern Vermont Arts Center, Stratton Mountain, and Earth Sky Time Farm. For more information about what's on the festival's agenda this year, visit their website at www.solarfest.org. For the GNAT TV News Project, I'm Andrew McKeever. Want to save money on your heating bills? Want to feel warmer and more comfortable in your home during the cold winter months? Do you want to build something yourself to make those two things happen, accompanied by friends and neighbors in a 21st century version of a barn raising? If so, the Window Dressers Project may be for you. Window Dressers is the name of a nonprofit organization based in Maine that has developed a way to create insulating window inserts, measured precisely to the dimensions of your home's windows, to keep the heat and warmth inside your house during the winter instead of it escaping outside. Coming up in November, two community builds will be held, one in Bennington and one in Arlington, where such window inserts will be fabricated for installation in homes around Bennington County. But the time to act is now, or relatively soon, so your windows can be measured, supplies ordered, and everything put in place for the community build-outs planned for early November. Jim Salzgiver of Dorset is heading up the window dresser effort in Bennington County.
Well, there are a couple of neat things about this. One is that this is actually a project of energy committees from all over Bennington County. And this is one of the first chances that we've had to pull together a whole group of energy committees to act as one. We've actually broken it down into a South Shire group and a North Shire group, but it's one big project that we're working on together. And, you know, it's really that's testament to window dressers as a program. It really is, you know, all of us as energy committees have been trying to figure out, you know, how to help our residents and how to be useful and reduce energy usage and all. And window dressers is such a neat project in that, you know, instead of, you know, when we try to get people interested in making energy improvements on their homes, one of the frequent things that people say is they think about new windows. And the honest truth is, you know, replacing windows in your home is extremely expensive. And it's you do get an improvement, but it's sort of marginal improvement. But, you know, it points to the fact that people are cognizant that, you know, their windows can be drafty and all that. And window dressers, you know, it's creating inserts that fit into your window to essentially be like an internal storm window that really cuts down on all of that, the draftiness and the energy loss through the windows at a very reasonable cost.
In Arlington, Stephanie Moffat-Hines of the Arlington Energy Committee and Jeff Dexter of the Sunderland Energy Committee are spearheading the North Shire build, which will take place at the Arlington Common, the site of the former Arlington Catholic Church, on November 11th through the 15th.
He said it's insulating. They fit snugly, they're measured precisely to your windows, and they're very affordable. This obviously is a model, but they have small, medium, and large. The small go for about $30. They can be naked pine or painted. Painted's a little bit more, painted white. They go, as I said, from $30 to $70, which is an amazing price when you consider the for-profit industry that makes window inserts can be three, four times that amount.
Well, what they say is that for the average home, and it depends on the efficiency of your home and how big it is and all of that, but the average home, each insert saves $27 per insert per year. So if you have, a $40 insert, obviously you're going to make that back very quickly. So you're saving money on your fuel bills. That's right. That's the bottom line. Cozy your house, saving money, and you're also lowering your carbon footprint, which is a huge thing that we must do everywhere, of course. But in Vermont, that's one of our biggest energy inefficiencies is thermal heating, that and transportation. So this is one of those things that we can all do, and anybody's welcome to participate. And we should talk a bit about what that means.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it will start with people signing up and then getting measured. As you can imagine, when these go into your window, the fit is extremely important, that they fit snugly, and then you're able to take them out in the summer months and store them hopefully indoors. But as I said, it starts with the measuring, which will be starting next month, where volunteers will go to your house, measure as many windows as you'd like us to do. And then the kits are put together up in Maine with the pine inserts, and they are sent down here where we will do a community build, almost like an old New England barn raising activity, where most of the people that are getting the windows will come and you get a very little bit of training because it's very easy
it
to
is.
Do.
We did this. Jeff and I both went to Bristol a couple of years ago to a Bristol community build, and it was so fun.
Yeah.
And so I'm interrupting you, but that's one of my favorite things about it. And it's a potluck too. So people bring their covered dish, and it's just a great way for community members to get together and a lot of people are meeting each other for the first time. It's a nice mix.
Carol Farley of the Arlington Common said that they were looking forward to hosting the Window Dressers event in November as one of their first events once their new center is open.
And we are just starting to be up and running, and we're very excited to be hosting the Window Dressers for one of our first events. It really connects into our mission, which is community wellness and creativity. And not only are we looking forward to hosting them, but we're also looking forward to working with them to renovate and insulate our windows for the Watkins House.
Meanwhile, down in Bennington, Bruce Lehrman is heading up the effort in the South Shire, where they'll be constructing the window inserts from November 4th to the 9th.
Yes, we have a building here called the Bennington Makers Space, Bennington Area Makers. And it's an old auto garage on Main Street, and it's used for lots of community building projects, whether it's after-school projects for kids or not. But it's a big enough area that we'll be setting up tables in there that allow us to make a big assembly line for the window inserts. It's a really nice product. As I say, I used to get something like this 10, 15 years ago from a company over in Hoosick Falls. But the quality of these is much superior because they've got the whole process down to this assembly line structure. So volunteers, the same people who are getting the windows, come in, and you come in for 2 hours, help work on one of the steps in the process. We show you how to do it. We give you all the tools. We give you everything you need. We even feed you if you're there over one of the lunch breaks. So for a couple of hours of effort working with other people in your community, you get your inserts at a very reduced price. So that's really kind of the story of the whole thing. Then people come to our facility, pick them up, take them home. And like I say, anybody can just push them into the window opening and seal off the window.
Training for how to make the inserts will be held in August. Window Dressers has an interesting history that goes back to 2010, When a church in Maine found a way to keep their sanctuary warm during the winter and save money on heating bills and reduce carbon emissions. Laura Seaton, the executive director of Window Dressers, told us about that and what's underway now during a recent conversation.
Since Window Dressers got its start in 2010, we've now grown to more than 45 community builds across two states, Maine and Vermont.
So do a lot of the people who decide they want to get one of the inserts and are willing to, you know, give their time to help. I mean, I'm assuming probably a lot of them aren't really coming from like a carpentry background or some kind of a familiarity with how this all works. So it's probably a case of learning something brand new right on the fly, more or less, I guess.
One of the wonderful things about Window Dressers is you really don't need to have any building experience at all to be able to participate in our community builds. We have a lot of our volunteers have never picked up a drill or a hammer in their lives. And the way we do it at Window Dressers is we set up like a little assembly line. So each volunteer only needs to learn one step in the process. So one volunteer might be running the white tape around the perimeter of the frame. And that's the only step they need to learn. And then another volunteer might be applying the plastic, stretching the plastic over the frame with a partner across the table. And then another volunteer will be running the frame with the plastic under a glorified hairdryer called a heat gun in order to shrink wrap the plastic so we get a nice tight fit. And then another volunteer will be applying the foam to the outside of the frame. And that's the part that gives it a little bit of squish so that it can fit right into your window without any need for any fasteners. It's just held in place by the friction of the foam, which compresses. So we've really set up this great system. We provide all of the tools and all of the supplies and all of the training. And people who want window inserts, you know, they obviously have to order them ahead of time, because they're custom built to the exact measurements of their window, and we need to measure their windows ahead. But when it's time for the build, they just come as they are. They don't need any experience or training or tools. We provide it all.
It's not too early to start signing up for the training or for one of the tasks involved in the window dresser process. Go to windowdressers.org and visit the community build page and scroll down to the section on the Vermont builds. There are several roles to be filled. For the GNAT TV News Project, I'm Andrew McKeever.
Thanks for listening local. For more local content, visit GNAT.tv.